of the deep range and into the light of the deep strange. Come at the hour. Come at the arc midnight. Yes, Guardian class, mothership, going to set it down right here at the oasis of rational thought and drink deeply the Parian Spring. Because just a little swig, that just makes you stupid. But if you drink a lot of it, yes, yes, of a lot of what is found at the Parian Spring, well, enlightenment may occur. Here's hoping. I wonder if you saw the little, it's interesting, attempting to meld, with some success, some measure of success, video and over-the-air radio. Certainly it can be done. It was done tonight. Do you know, our guest is Michael T. McKibben, and he just did about a 30-minute video presentation there prior to streaming this radio program. This is the terrestrial part. Some people ask, why are there so many commercials? Like, because it's terrestrial radio. What? Yeah, terrestrial radio. However, I've said this before, music stations, I'm John B. Wells, by the way, the host of the program. Music stations give you a commercial-free hour. We'll give you a mostly commercial-free half hour, by the half hour. And that increases the talking time by a few minutes, and frankly, I'll take them because time is going by so fast. You got something to say, you better get it said. Now, if you missed the speeches of Michael T. McKibben, we will cover a lot of that tonight. In case you're going, I don't get any of it. Well, let's put it this way. The theft of his invention is quite possibly the greatest theft, the biggest bank job in the history of the world. It's all about social networking, collateral applications, reaching into the trillions and trillions of dollars. Yeah, absolutely, positively. The theft and weaponization of social networking. But so much more. So much will be revealed. Now, if you did watch the video portion just before we went to air here, then some of the things that he discussed will be touched on here. So what he described is basically what happened and how snaky it is trying to get through the court system. Okay, we know this. But now we're going to find out why and who coming up in the, well, the next 2 hours. Yep. And so here we are, you and me. Wyoming teenager arrested for not wearing a mask at school, family says. I was thinking, I think I've said this before, but it might bear repeating. We're not suffering from too little, we're suffering from too much. But what about all this stuff of which we have too much? Back in the old days, I may have mentioned this once upon a time, there was a thing called Safe and Sane on the highways of, I believe, North Carolina. And that didn't go over too well. It means you could drive as fast as you wanted to, just don't be insane. Well, apparently there were insane drivers back then, as surely as there are insane drivers on the roads. We see them almost every day. Unless we just really, really have a little short radius away from the base. Well, 80 miles an hour on the big tollway, can't call the name of it at this moment, in Austin. And you're driving along, people 70 on the Dallas North Tollway. People push up to, you got to run 80 most of the time. And here comes somebody cruising by, they got to be doing 95, no problem, everything's great. Until some idiot hits their brakes because of some other idiot that's a bigger idiot. Shouldn't have been on the tollway to begin with, but that, maybe that's just me being mean. It is harder, in one of my friends' home countries of Austria, it is harder to get a driver's license, by far, than it is to get a pilot's license times 10 in this country. You got to go on the skid pad. You got to do all this stuff. You actually are instructed how to drive. They impress upon you the fact that you're hurtling down these various speedways in a metal projectile. And if you are not careful, you will be smashed. It's a pretty rough way to check out. Quick, but ugly. So, how have things improved? Well, they were doing the same 70, 80, 90 miles an hour back in the 50s. I think there's a road in Montana that's still during daylight hours, no speed limit. Just drive as fast as you want to. Well, this was tried in many states. Nevada is looking at raising the speed limit to what Texas is doing. They want to go up it to 85. Highest I've seen in Texas is, like I say, down there in Austin on this big tollway. And it's 80. It's unusual to see 80 as the on the speed limit sign there. Still four wheels under us, or two, in case you're a biker, or three if you're a triker. Same stuff. TV, just more of it. Radio stations, more of them. Cars, more of them. High horsepower engines. We had high horsepower engines, just that I know of, in the late 60s and early 70s. And of course, they didn't want to reveal the exact amount of horsepower these various muscle cars had, because the insurance companies would go insane and raise the rates to the point it became unaffordable. You know, 428 Super Cobra Jet, about 650, about 650 brake horsepower. More feed to come. This is Ark Midnight. Stand by. Unbelievable. It really is. How long has it been since you heard that song for the first time? That's right. Don't say it. Don't say it. Yes, it's actually that long ago. 40 some odd years. Good Lord. Well, for anybody listening to the program who has actually been vaccinated, and you're my friends, you don't have to listen to the show right now. Just come back in a minute or something, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings out there. I really, really don't. But I and so many other people, we tried to tell you, but no one would listen. Now, some people are going to survive this, no problem, particularly those who are strong in the Lord. As a matter of fact, I'm quite serious about that. But here we go. By Great Game India, and they should know. Yes, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency of the UK has added a serious nerve disorder as a possible side effect to the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. Guess what it is? Guillain-Barre. Yes, Guillain-Barre. I had the French girl on the French to English translation, and she says Guillain-Barre. Well, that's what it is. It's a big-time nerve disorder, and I misspoke. One of my loved ones was hit with Ramsay Hunt. I said Guillain-Barre, but it wasn't Guillain-Barre. It was Ramsay Hunt. And so it cannot be denied it any longer. Well, I just really don't know how far into this I really should go. Oh, well, right after the COVID-19 vaccine, UK child deaths are 52% higher than the five-year average. But it'll all be okay. I saw people walking around with masks today. Masks out in the open. Out in the sunshine, the wind is blowing, the traffic is going by, they get out of their car. I see they've been wearing their mask. Yes. And they continue to wear the mask. And I can't, I try to just avert my face, because I'm going to point it at them. And if I do, it's going to have this, you idiot, look on it. And I don't want to do that to a person, since they're probably scared poopless anywhere. They wouldn't be wearing the stupid mask out in the open air to begin with. So I tried to just look away. But some people are just swallowing the narrative. Now, why are we doing this program tonight with Michael T. McKibben? I'll tell you why. Because we can. And we must do it now. Now, we've suspected these many things, from the Queen of England to, the Queen of the Netherlands. All kinds of things. And it appears to be really, really complicated, but it really, really isn't. And when Mike McKibben comes on, you're going to understand why this is happening and who's responsible and what exactly happened to all of us. We suspected this. We were always just a little bit suspicious. Unfortunately for us, we weren't really sure what we were suspicious of. Seems like people are going along with it. Don't hear any blowback from the government. They're the ones who are in charge of keeping us safe. Well, ask yourself a question. How safe has government kept us? How many wars? How many plagues or pandemics or epidemics and what have you? How many? How kind have they been? How much of it was research? We were the little guinea pigs. We were the little the little Reese's monkeys, the little white lab rats, us, just to see how they react, just to see how fast this spreads, just to see how far this spreads, just to see if there are any side effects. Let's see if it does its thing and then goes away. And then, well, back to the lab, because I think we can use this. Yeah. But who's doing it? We know the names, Soros this and Klaus Schwab that. There's a bunch of them. Draghi in Italy. But I'll tell you, there's one guy who keeps getting bucky, and that's Vladimir Putin. Putin says it's absolutely monstrous to be pushing this transgender stuff on children. And in my opinion, it is monstrous. You're hurting the transgender's feelings. I don't give a bleep. And by the way, speaking of all these things, racist and homophobic and all this other stuff, is it not implied when one of these idiots points a finger and says, white supremacy, is it not implicit in that two-word expression? The words, black inferiority. If you're going to point at somebody and say, white supremacy, you are simultaneously saying, black inferiority. You agree or not really? I got a couple of minutes here before we get to talk to Michael T. McKibben. You know what? This is unusual, but I'll do it if anybody wants to sing out for a minute. Got a different phone number that we do Monday through Friday, and it's 800-28. If you want to place one, and if you don't, that's okay, too. I'll just keep puttering along here. But they've burnt their whole PR program to a crisp. It's not any good anymore. It really isn't. And I'm pretty sure that we are on the same page. Now, speaking of being on the same page, police say Afghan refugee imported by Biden raped an 18-year-old state official, slam administration. And then there's an article here at jellyfish.news, headlined, "The Moment Biden Casually Committed to World War III Over Taiwan at Last Night's Town Hall." Oh, great, you know. Yeah, there it is right there. Putin blast pushing transgenderism on children as simply monstrous in critique of West's wokeism. And about $22 billion worth of cargo is now stuck on container ships off the coast of California. Chicago pizzeria, oh no, forced to close due to labor shortage. A pizzeria in Chicago forced to close. Something bad is going on, don't you think? Now, here's something else that may upset the vaxxed slightly. Maybe not. I hope not, but maybe. Exclusive from the Gateway Pundit. Analysis shows more COVID deaths in 2021 than 2020, with a large percentage of 2021 deaths fully vaccinated. By Joe Hoft. The devil is in the details, and the trends look like hell. Some may want to follow the science, since a majority feel it is correct, but math provides the true answers. Math takes the data and determines the trends. While we must learn from the past 22 months of this pandemic, we must also understand the current trends so we can determine the correct path forward. In the first 3 months of 2020 in the U.S., 3,603 people died from COVID-19. In April, the deaths accelerated and varied between 9,000 and 15,000 per week. Eventually, 333,199 died between April 1, 2020 and December 31, 2020, for a daily average of 1,216 deaths. But keep in mind, this is not the article, this is me. We lose between 7,000 and 8,000 people every day from all causes in the continental United States and Alaska and Hawaii. So keep that in mind as we go through this. So during the October 22nd, 2020 debate, Joe Biden stated, "Folks, I'll take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan." According to worldometers.info/coronavirus, there have been an additional 414,890 deaths from COVID-19 between January 1 of this year and October 20th of this month. That equates to a new daily average of 1,421 deaths. The 2021 daily death rate is 16.9% greater than 2020. In the math world, we would say the plan has failed. The following is an analysis of breakthrough cases and deaths in Maryland, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania. COVID-19 breakthrough cases or deaths are in fully vaccinated persons. Each state records their COVID-19 data differently, which makes some data more readily available. It's practically impossible to get all the data for these states on the exact same dates. Vaccines are an effective and critical tool to bring the pandemic under control by helping to prevent infection, serious illness, hospitalization, and death due to COVID-19. Although there are cases of people who become sick after they've been fully vaccinated, cases where fully vaccinated people are hospitalized or die from COVID-19 are rare, and vaccines remain the best way to prevent COVID-19 and its complications. Okay, that's the Maryland.gov website. Then it states, less than 0.71% sounds pretty low, doesn't it? The state of Maryland implies the vaccines are doing their job, as Dr. Fauci has told us over and over and over again. Yet what is the trend? Between September 22nd of this year and October 10th of this year, Maryland had an additional 21,864 COVID-19 cases, which 7,233, or 33.1% of the cases, were classified as breakthrough cases. Why doesn't the state of Maryland give you this data versus the 0.71% number? During the same period, Maryland lost 259 citizens to COVID-19. Of those 259 souls, 77, or 29.7%, were fully vaccinated. Again, why does Maryland.gov water down that data? In Massachusetts, for the four-week ending period of August 28 through September 18, there were 44,773 COVID-19 cases, which 37.1% of were classified as breakthrough, and 269 COVID-19 deaths, of which 86, or 32%, were in fully vaccinated people. For the four-week ending period of September 25th through October 16th, 38,228 COVID-19 cases, which 40.8% were classified as breakthrough, and 380 COVID-19 deaths, of which 154, or 40.5%, were in fully vaccinated people. These trends detail an obvious failure of the vaccine, but news outlets state that this fully vaccinated death count of 371 is only a very small percentage of the total vaccinated. What should be troubling to the Massachusetts public is those fully vaccinated account for an average of 39.2% of all deaths in the first 2 weeks of October. You got that? 39.2% of all deaths in the first 2 weeks of October. So yeah, the little experiment has failed miserably. You want to read the whole article? It's there for you at jellyfish.news. Yep. Very strange. And we keep finding more and more strange things in the vaccines. Mm-hmm. Oh. And that ridiculous CDC director, that would be Walensky, says U.S. may change the definition of fully vaccinated as booster shots become available. So unless you've had your two vaccinations, your two vaccines, because they did a really great job with those new vaccines, and now you get your boosters, well, you can't be really fully vaccinated. Well, I think that's kind of a good thing, don't you? Mm-hmm. Could be. Now, we're going to take a break here in just a second. But I want you to consider getting a Rumble account if you're watching on the stream. Please do this. We are streaming on OpsLens.com and VocalNow.com, Vocal with a K. Also Rumble and DLive.TV for now. But this, I don't know how long this YouTube thing is going to stay up. So if we suddenly drop off your streaming channel of choice, make sure you have a Rumble account, so it'll just be a little flick and you are there. All right? All right, fantastic. Wow, what a world. Well, it's not boring, is it? And isn't that good? This is Ark Midnight. We'll be back. Stand by.
March you to the table. You see the same old thing.
You know, you hear the Creedence Clearwater Revival records. You know, John Fogerty's voice. But you know, if you haven't seen him live, this guy is an amazing guitar player. He really is. I got a little bit more for you. Now, some people are going, oh, come on, we kind of want Saturday Night on the Ark to be fun. Well, while we officially promote this as it's just amusement. It's just for amusement. It's just a bunch of silly, made-up conspiracy theories. We're not trying to alarm the public or anything of the sort. No, it's all made up completely. Now, the fact of the matter is no, it's quite serious, really. I think this is funny. Charles Hurt, : Democrat nightmare. They went to bed with Obama and woke up with Biden. Yeah. And how about this one? This winter, we could potentially be facing simultaneous shortages of oil, natural gas, propane, and coal. That's from the DC clothesline. So you see, I think you'd rather know about these things now than to just have it suddenly appear. What? We can't get any coal? Well, how about propane? No, none of that. What about natural gas? Sorry. What about heating oil? Nope. So get ahead of this stuff, but don't hoard, right? Yeah, stock up, but don't hoard. Virginia governor candidate McAuliffe vows to fully adopt plan of telling teachers to hide kids' gender confusion from the parents. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach, right? DOJ Inspector General blasts disgraced McCabe after Biden administration reverses his firing. It really is coming down. Oh, yes. It really, really is. Oh, and GOP firebrand Jim Jordan exposes FBI snitch line that leftists use to accuse conservatives of terrorism. Mm-hmm. Were there the dedicated lines of communication with local leaders regarding our southern border? No. Do we have dedicated lines about that? I'll tell you what, we do have a couple of dedicated lines coming from right down there by the border. And just between ourselves, there's quite a bit of action going on down there. It's not like Tet Offensive grade yet. But, you know, we've heard reports that up to 400,000 people could be coming up through the southern border. Well, it appears that about 80,000 will be the tip of that rather long spear. And what is everybody prepared to do about this down there? One sheriff who's going to take the Wellesian solution, just deputize everybody that has a concealed carry permit. But now we have constitutional carry. You had to have a CCL, follow my rules back then. Because at least they knew how to shoot it. You'd have to shoot the pistol to be able to get the license to have it on your person in most places. But anyway, he came under threat and split. Because these little towns really don't want to have to mess with serious cartel pushback. Particularly since a lot of the activity of the cartel appears to be encouraged. Who knows? Perhaps even protected by our own government. No, I would say a thing like that. Fast and furious. Well, we allowed those people to buy guns illegally in the United States because we wanted to see which cartels those guns wound up with. And the American public largely went, oh, okay, that makes sense. No, it doesn't. They found one of the Fast and Furious guns right next to the body of Brian Terry. You know what I mean? So to speak. That's where the guns went. So what you're going to hear when Michael T. McKibben comes most presently upon his hour is exactly who's doing this. I'll give you a hint. Canada, UK, Australia, India, South Africa, Rhodesia. Okay? Just a little hint. Representative Matt Gaetz, I think someone may be trying to kill me, and claims no authorities care. That's from the Western Journal. That's a good outfit. Bravo Sierra, Delta, Foxtrot. Biden reportedly swears like a sailor behind closed doors. Well, yeah, pretty deep into dementia. Let's just hope it doesn't go into Tourette, although that would be amusing. You know what I mean? Somebody asks him a difficult question and it triggers him a little bit, right? And here it comes. Of course, now we're so jaded by all of this, it won't really make much difference what he says, yeah? Oh, by the way, the United States Armed Forces have tested 3 hypersonic missiles, so we'll show those Chinese a thing or two, even though the Chinese hypersonic missile was built mostly with our tech, according to people who know. But we'll show them. We'll launch more than one. We'll launch 3. Yeah, we've got this. We've got this down. So we can exchange hypersonic missiles with each other. And the whole exchange will be over before the American people realize that they have just waked up deceased. Is that how that's going to go? Don't you feel better? When you go to your class reunion, let's say you go to the 50-year reunion or the 40-year reunion, and you look around at those people, isn't it weird when you go, these people are just like they were when we were in high school together. They're just older. And then you think, wow, people like this are in charge of the most powerful tech in the known world. And a good bit of the unknown world, too. And the candy corn has been hacked. Oh, boy. Halloween's coming. The candy corn's been hacked. That's terrible. That's from Gizmodo. I'll run that past you when we come back. This is the sixth element of the week, Arc Midnight. I am John B. Wells, and we will be back after these two brief messages. That's some good grindy music as we make our way toward the top of the hour. We'll do our news and all that stuff when we get there. And then Michael T. McKibben will come on. It's going to be very, very nice. His website is Leader, L-E-A-D-E-R, just leader.com. And AmericansForInnovation.blogspot.com. AmericansForInnovation.blogspot.com. And he's on Twitter and Facebook under the handle Infringing Thief. On both of them. Okay? All right. Why was I handed a hot gun? There are all kinds of theories swirling around this shooting committed by Alec Baldwin. Why was I handed a hot gun? Unhinged, Alec Baldwin responds on his killing on Thursday. He's the one that put that tweet out. How does it feel to kill a helpless person or something? Yeah, so that's kind of come back to bite him just a little bit, but it is interesting, the theories that are swirling around. I wonder if it's true. I mean, we're looking into it, but it's all over the place that the little director of photography there that was killed lost her life over this. The husband is attached to a group, or is a lawyer attached to a group that works with the Clintons. I don't know if this thing has just taken on a life of its own or if there's really something to that, but that's what's going around at the moment. But anyway, according to Deadline, which in this case is an unfortunate name for a publication, Baldwin discharged a prop gun that killed one member and injured another. Fatal shooting is currently under criminal investigation. Via Daily Mail, they had me pick up my gun. They were like, all right, what gun would you like? I was like, I don't know. And the armorer was like, do you have gun experience? I was like, a little. She was like, what is all this like stuff? This is how you load it. Check it safe. Do you want it hip-drawn or cross-drawn? I was like, cross-drawn, that sounds fun. Okay. According to witnesses on set, Baldwin was stunned after firing the fatal round and asked, why was I handed a hot gun? Deadline cites production sources said he didn't know what kind of ammunition was used. What difference would that make? Clearly, it wasn't just a year of garden variety blank, right? It's unclear where the union got the information that the round fired by Baldwin was a live one, since none of its members were on the movie set, you see? Now, I haven't done very much movie work. I really haven't, but I've done a little bit. And I've gone to Texas thing. I mean, that was a pretty decent production. Had a pretty decent budget. Had some pretty good folks in it. Good director. Writer was there. Everybody was there. And we were using like an early 19th century firearm, so there weren't any revolvers, per se, except for the officers, and that was a little bit different. I don't even know if they fired any of them. Maybe they did. But those people just obsess over those guns. But you also have this thing called a costumer, and they're real fussy. I got Anthony Perkins' vest. Anyway, that's true, that vest. I've seen it in the movie that he wore it in. Ridiculous. Anyway, yeah, I wore that vest. What? You did not? Yeah, I did. No, you didn't. Fine. So, do you want it hip-drawn or cross-drawn? Who says hip-drawn or cross-drawn? You want it on your hip or you want to cross-draw? That's what you say. Do you want it hip-drawn or would you prefer it to be cross-drawn? And I was like, cross-drawn, that sounds fun. Sorry. May have happened just that way, but that does not jibe with my experience in the movie biz. Like, you will wear this holster. And it's been carefully selected for you. So put it on. And here you're going to have this, and you're going to have this, and this is going to be your hat. And okay, off you go. See you. Go to makeup. That's pretty much it. But maybe Baldwin is special. However, remember that movie he was in when he first got going? I can't recall the name of it right now, but he played a real psycho, a real psycho killer. And I got to tell you, he played that role disturbingly well. He really did. So who knows? I wasn't there. But it doesn't look very good, does it? La Palma volcanic update. Rain forecast could lead to torrents of water mixed with all kinds of weird stuff in it. Saturn's large moon Titan is drifting away 100 times faster than anyone knew. I'm floating away in space. Iranian politicians concerned by Raisi's vagueness of nuclear talk strategy. Recent wave of targeted killings aims to disrupt Kashmir's integration with India. That'll affect us here in Lubbock. And how dare you? These countries are the most committed to coal. How dare you? That's a Greta Thunberg. And by the way, the Taliban beheads member of Kabul's women's volleyball team. Somebody near and dear to me sent a link, and I spent a good amount of time going through it. And it's all about, well, it's all about those things that go way, way back. That deal about if you want a new idea, read a really old book. Yep, 'tis true. And the problem that that I have is in going into too much of this, lest you let you believe that this is a religious program, although there is a spiritual element to it, to be sure. Three symbols of 666 revealed. It's there, Jellyfish News. But isn't it pretty obvious that in the memory of even my grandparents, there have been three elements that have cost the most lives around the world continuously: Nazism, communism, and Islam. If you read this article, it's really quite good. It's unfortunate that every once in a while you'll read something great like this, and if there's so much as one typographical error in it, just one, which is easy to do with this much text, you go, due diligence wasn't done, just wasn't done, careless. That may not be what you think consciously, but on a subconscious level, I always go, now that's unfortunate. If you're going to write a piece of work that's this good, why would you allow a little mistake like this? But maybe that's just me. But I'll tell you what, if you'll go there and read it, you will find the most amazing substantiation, shall we say, of the opinion that I just relayed to you, which is that Nazism, communism, and Islam have killed more people than anything else. And it appears that those three things, this writer goes on and on and on, and it's really, really good stuff. The, for example, the Antichrist. Who's the Antichrist? Well, the Antichrist is not a single man, according to this. It's actually three, and two of them are popes. It's really, really strange. I recommend that you read this before, and then we can have a discussion with an authority. Somebody, when I say authority, I mean not somebody that's going to dictate to us, but rather instruct us based on what they know. But it's very, very interesting when you read this. John was having a vision of the end times, our time. Why would John write 666 with three ancient Greek letters when in these end times he was seeing in the vision we're using a modern European form of the Hindu Arabic numbers? That's just the really mild part. Most people claim we should add up the letters of a man's name, the person that we will know as the Antichrist, and that name will add up to 666. Now that's called gematria, sort of Bible code, the practice of using letters for numbers and adding them. Now, according to the author, it is a false theory and a decoy and a trap. Gematria is ancient Assyrian Babylonian witchcraft. There's absolutely no proof that Jesus, the disciples, apostles, or prophets used gematria or any other form of Bible code. It's my personal experience that every instance of Bible code revelations and gematria are deceptions. And it's absolutely amazing. It really is. Now let's look at Strong's, the author's, word for number. Now this gets a little weird. Strong's G706, Arithmos, and there's a bunch of stuff, and you drop down to Acts 5:36, translated as group in the New American Standard Bible. Okay. G706 in the Bible always refers to a group of people. Never does G706 refer to an actual number in the Bible. He writes, since this Greek word never refers to an actual number in Scripture, we must not assume that it is referring to an actual number. He goes, now let's look at Strong's word for man, Strong's G444, Anthropos, from G435 and G3700. Man-faced, i.e. a human being, a group of human beings. One, a human being, even females or males, either one. Generically, to include all human individuals, the human race. This is a different Greek word from what is used in Scripture for a male. Since this Greek word is not referring to a male, but rather mankind, the human race, we must embrace that this is not referring directly to one man, the Antichrist, as taught by traditional doctrines of man. Therefore, it's impossible for this to be telling us to add up the letters of one man's name. It's impossible for this to be telling us to add letters and or numbers to determine the name of the son of perdition, the Antichrist. So basically, we have so far, here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding determine the multitude of the beast, for it is a multitude of mankind, and his multitude is dot, dot, dot. So this is where we're going with all this, and I'll tell you by the time it's all over with. From 666 in the Codex of Vaticanus, which the only thing it has to do with the Codex of Vaticanus, the only reason it has Vaticanus on it is because that's where it is held, the book. And it's the oldest of the Bibles, all right? The Greek Septuagint, actually a restoration of the original Hebrew Scriptures, okay? So if you look at 666 in Revelation 13:18 of the Codex Vaticanus and compare it to some very common symbols, you will see the swastika, the hammer and sickle. Now, the head of the hammer, the striking part of the hammer, is outside the sickle shape, but it's still there. It still crosses the sickle shape. And then there's the little, looks like a W and a half, which is the Islamic symbol. And that's all in Codex Vaticanus 8350. It's just extraordinary. So I think as time goes by, there will be a little more emphasis perhaps than normally is paid to those things written in Scripture that may very well apply to us today, because I think people that reject this text, like doctor and scientist Lawrence Krauss does, and actually states, the Bible was written by illiterate people. Well, then it must have been divinely inspired, pal, because last time I checked, illiterate people can't read or write. Get out of here. Get out of here. Give them a little Mo. A combination of a Mo Howard slap and a Gibbs slap. You know, Gibbs goes up the back of the head. Mo's glances off the forehead. So give them both of them. Get out of here. All right, we're going to take five. Actually, it's a little bit closer to nine, but I hear Dave Brubeck. And when I hear Dave Brubeck, I know that we're about to close the hour, and we are. So, now remember what we talked about. Get a Rumble account. You never know when this is going to go away. It very well could. Congratulations to Valerie. She won last night's Naked Lions raffle. And she's going to get some good stuff. And I have not mentioned the deal tonight, but I think you should take it because it's good. I use it myself every day, so does Queen Bee, and we love it. It's called Fuel Up. It's a hydration product, and you can get it at fuelup, F-U-E-L-U-P, fuelup.gg/John B, and you'll get a really good deal. There's over $50 worth of savings there. Seriously. Comes out to $99.95, and it would have been $189.85, something like that. $149.85, that's it, yeah. So anyway, it's a good deal. Check it out. You can see it at ctmstore.com.